Chapter 1. Terror in Heorot Hall. The stories about the brave kings of the Danes starts with the very first king, Scild Chiefson, who arrived alone in Denmark as a baby on a boat filled with gold and jewels. He was a good king and a courageous warrior. When he died, his beloved subjects put his body in another boat and sent him back to sea with weapons, treasure and jewels. They pushed the boat out to sea and said goodbye to their great leader. Scild Chiefson's son, Beo, then became king. He too was a wise and good king who ruled his land for a long time. When he died, the next king was his son Healfdene, who had three sons, Herogar, Hrothgar and Halgar, and a daughter, Elan, who became queen of Sweden when she married the Swedish king Onela. It was Healfdene's second son, Hrothgar, a great warrior and leader of men, who succeeded his father to become the next king. As a sign of his power and strength, Hrothgar ordered his men to build a great mead hall, a place from where he could rule, but also a place of celebration. Heorot Hall was built quickly, and then every night there were banquets. Hrothgar gave jewels and gold to his subjects, who came to Heorot Hall to eat and drink, sing and listen to stories of heroes and battles in faraway places. The joy and celebration, however, only lasted for a short time because of an evil creature called Grendel. Living alone in the cold, dark hills, Grendel was an angry and envious monster who hated the music, singing and good cheer coming from Heorot Hall. So one night, Grendel left his dark home and decided to go to Heorot Hall. When he got there, he found everyone sleeping after a long evening of feasting, drinking and singing. He was so angry to find these sleeping men, unaware of hardship or sadness, that he quickly took 30 men and ran home to his miserable lair. Here he too feasted on the 30 men, who he later took back to Heorot Hall for all to see. The next morning, as people woke from their night's sleep, they screamed in horror at the sight of their friends' dead bodies. King Hrothgar too was horrified and shocked to find his trustworthy men dead, and he was scared of what was to come. The very next night, Grendel returned to Heorot Hall and killed more men. Once a place of laughter and joy, Heorot Hall suddenly became a place of horror and fear. Hrothgar's people were too scared to sleep in Heorot Hall anymore, so they went to sleep in other houses and buildings, and Heorot Hall was closed at night. But even here, Hrothgar's subjects were not safe. The evil, strong, enormous Grendel came out of the dark night and killed whoever he found in his way, young or old, man or woman. He was now the real ruler of Heorot Hall. Grendel's reign of terror went on for 12 very long years, as he wickedly murdered Hrothgar's people with his hate and evil. Grendel accepted no attempt at peace or agreement from King Hrothgar, and soon stories of Grendel's horror were spreading round the Middle-earth. King Hrothgar was sad and heartbroken at the terror Grendel was bringing to his people. He often met with his council of men to discuss what to do about Grendel. They tried to find a way to kill Grendel and stop his horror and murder, but nobody ever succeeded. So this was the story that a bard told in another king's mead hall in Geatland. King Hialak of the Geats and his subjects lived over the sea from Denmark, and they listened in silence to the horror Grendel was bringing to King Hrothgar's people. Then, suddenly, a man called Beowulf shouted, "I will kill Grendel!" Everyone in the mead hall clapped and cheered at Beowulf, who was a brave and strong man. King Hialak was happy that Beowulf, his nephew, wanted to help King Hrothgar. King Hialak ordered a boat for Beowulf and the 14 men he chose to go with him to Denmark. The brave men were ready to kill Grendel. They said goodbye to their families and got onto the boat, which was full of their battle weapons. The warriors sailed across the sea in their boat to Denmark. Then, on the second day, They saw the coast of Denmark and headed towards some cliffs. Here they got out of the boat and walked up the shore. They all thanked God for their safe journey. From the high cliffs, a Danish soldier saw the boat arrive on the shore. He wondered who these 15 warriors were. So he left the cliffs and took his horse to the beach where he met them. "Who are you? Why are you here?" he shouted to them. Beowulf answered, "We come from Geatland. We are King Higelac's men, and we are here to help King Hrothgar, Healfdene's son. I am Beowulf. My father, Edgethere, is famous across the Middle-earth. We heard about the horror of the monster raging terror over your land. We will kill this monster, Grendel."
"You are a brave man," answered the soldier. "I see you have good intention, and I will take you to my king. My men will guard your ship until those who survive return to the great land of the Geats."
So Beowulf and his men followed the Danish soldier, leaving behind their anchored ship on the Danish shore. As they marched over the hills, the gold and silver of their battle dress shone brightly in the sunlight. Then they saw Heorot Hall, famous across all the Middle-earth. They were amazed at how big it was and at just how beautiful it was too. The Danish soldier left Beowulf and his men at Heorot Hall. As he started his journey back to the cliffs, he said, "I must go now back to my watch over the seas, but I wish you luck in your battle with this evil monster." In the stone street outside Heorot Hall, Beowulf and his men put down their shields along the wall. Then they sat down at a bench to rest. As they waited outside Heorot Hall, one of King Hrothgar's servants asked the Geats, "Who are you? Why are you here? Where did you get your magnificent shields and weapons?" Beowulf answered, "We are King Hygelac's men. My name is Beowulf. I want to speak to your King Hrothgar, son of Healfdene." Then Wulfgar, the brave and wise Wendel chief, said, "I will tell King Hrothgar, king of the Danes, that you are here and want to speak to him. I will tell him about your journey here and then bring you his answer." Wulfgar went quickly to speak to King Hrothgar. He found the Danish king, white-haired and old, with his warriors inside Heorot Hall. He stood in front of the king and said, "Some men are here. They're Geats from King Higelac's land across the sea. Their leader is called Beowulf, and he wants to speak to you. Please, listen to them, my great King Hrothgar. They are brave warriors with a good leader." After some time, King Hrothgar smiled and finally spoke, "Yes, I know Beowulf. I knew his father, Edgethere, too. He was married to Hrethel, the Geat's daughter. Beowulf is their son. I knew him when he was a little boy. Beowulf is a great warrior, strong and brave. Beowulf is here to help us fight the monstrous Grendel. Thank God! Quickly, bring Beowulf to me now. He and his men are welcome here in Denmark." So Wulfgar went to the door of Heorot Hall and shouted to Beowulf and his men, "Beowulf! My king sends you a message. He knows who you are and welcomes you to his land. Now go and greet King Hrothgar." Beowulf and some of his men stood up. The others stayed to watch over their weapons. Then they followed Wulfgar into Heorot Hall, and standing in front of King Hrothgar, Beowulf said, "Greetings, King Hrothgar. We are King Higelac's men. I am Beowulf, son of Edgethere, and I am famous for my bravery and strength in war. I heard stories of Grendel's terror in my homeland, and now this magnificent hall is empty at night. I am here to help you. My people saw me return from battle covered in my enemy's blood. I have killed monsters and beasts at night. I will kill Grendel with my bare hands, for I hear that this terrible monster does not use weapons. So I will leave behind my sword, my armor, and my shield, and if I win, I'll be even more famous and bring honor to King Higelac too. If the evil Grendel wins the fight, he'll surely kill all my men right here in Heorot Hall, as he did your noble men, and he'll take away my bloody body and feast on it in his lair. If this is the result, please, King Hrothgar, I ask you to send my armor to King Higelac." After listening carefully to Beowulf, King Hrothgar finally spoke. "My dear friend Beowulf,
I am honored that you have come to help us in this difficult time. I remember your brave father well.
King Hrothgar continued,
When he killed Heothlaf of the Wilfings, he started a great feud. He couldn't stay in his homeland, he wasn't safe there. So he came to Denmark for help. This was when we were both young and I became king of this magnificent land when my dear elder brother, Herogar, died suddenly. To stop the feud, I sent jewels and gold across the sea to the Wilfings and your father was saved.
King Hrothgar looked sad and continued,
And now this monster Grendel is bringing horror to my land. 12 years of death and terror. The people in Heorot Hall, my great warriors, are all victims of his terror. So many times I have seen my brave warriors try to kill Grendel here in Heorot Hall, only to find them the next morning dead and bloodied. No one is strong enough to kill Grendel, but you, my great Beowulf, thank you for coming. But now, I see you are tired after your long journey over the sea to Denmark. Come with your men and dine with us.
Then King Hrothgar stood up and led Beowulf into the banquet. Beowulf and his men were tired and hungry. They were happy to sit at King Hrothgar's table and talk of how they would kill Grendel and rescue the Danes from his terror.